You're listening to SBS News.
The announcement comes almost 12 months after South Australia's Oakden Aged Care Facility was closed following evidence of abuse and neglect. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's determined to know how widespread the problems are. Mr. Morrison says he's been shocked by briefings he's had on the topic since becoming Prime Minister.
I think we should brace ourselves for some pretty bruising information about the way our loved ones, some of them have experienced some real mistreatment. And I think that's going to be tough for us all to deal with. But you can't walk past it. You can't not look at it.
The inquiry, which will focus on residential and in-home aged care for seniors, has been welcomed by Opposition Leader Bill Shorten, but he's told the ABC it's long overdue.
The one thing that I think a lot of older Australians secretly dread is losing control over their own lives. And they are genuinely worried that when they go into aged care, that's exactly what happens. So I hope that this Royal Commission looks at not just individual homes and how they're treating people, but the fundamental systemic problems.
More than a million Australians access aged care services. That number is expected to rise in the future due to the country's growing and ageing population. Sean Rooney is the CEO of Leading Age Services Australia, a national group supporting providers of aged care services. Mr. Rooney says the Royal Commission will ensure Australia has a better aged care sector in the future.
1.3 million older Australians access care and services across the aged care system every year. This is a good thing. This is a sign of success of our society. But with that comes increased focus and scrutiny on how the aged care system and the wider community embraces those older Australians, and having this national focus on aged care is absolutely appropriate and essential if we're going to make the system better.
The Royal Commission will also look at young people with disabilities who live in aged care facilities. But disability advocates say they would like to see the inquiry extended to cover all Australians living with a disability. Greens disability rights spokesperson Senator Jordan Steele-John says any inquiry must cover both the aged and disability care sectors.
These are the sectors which are utilised by the same cohort of people with the same needs and same vulnerabilities due to the way that society treats these two groups of people. And so these two things need to be considered together.
A Senate inquiry in 2015 found prolific rates of violence and abuse against people with disability. Its key recommendation was the establishment of a Royal Commission. Senator Steele-John is urging Scott Morrison to widen the Aged Care Royal Commission's scope.
When the Senate inquiry was handed down, Scott Morrison was the Social Services Minister. He decided to do nothing has remained silent on this issue. We missed the opportunity to make sure that disabled people have justice in 2015. Scott Morrison cannot be allowed to miss this opportunity again.
Mr. Morrison says the Royal Commission's time frame and cost will be determined in the coming weeks. The Coalition has been criticised for cutting funding to the aged care sector in recent years, but Mr. Morrison denies funding cuts contributed to the current high rates of abuse. Ebony Bennett, Deputy Director of Research Centre The Australia Institute, has told Sky News cost will be a factor in setting the inquiry up.
I definitely think that the funding issue will come up as part of the Royal Commission, because as long as this government continues to have an economic plan that only consists of cutting taxes, that's going to mean less funding down the line when it comes to making choices about what type of quality aged care sector we want to have.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.